It's Friday. Let's check in with our regular political commentators. We welcome back Vicki Barnett, the former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator. And joining us via Skype is Ken Sikkema, senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants and a former Republican legislative leader. So this week on this program, my colleague Cynthia Canty talked about the special assistant attorney general, talked with the special assistant attorney general for the Flint Water investigation, Noah Hall. Noah Hall feels that there are others high up in state government who should yet be held responsible.
What happened in Flint was the direct, predictable, intended result of unconscionable actions by state officials to disregard the law, disregard physical evidence of harm to individuals, and then lie and cover up what they did.
Beyond that, he had some recommendations to make sure that we don't have situations like Flint in the future, and I'd like to get your thoughts on those. First, he thinks we ought to have an amendment to the state constitution, which would make it a fundamental right of citizens to safe drinking water, clean air, and a healthy environment. Now, Vicki, I think the devil's in the details on something like that, but what do you think of it?
Well, I think that we just need to highlight the fact that it's already in the Constitution. Article 4, Section 51 and 52 of the current Constitution, in Section 51 it says, the public health and general welfare of the people of the state are hereby declared to be matters of primary public concern, and the legislature shall pass suitable laws for the protection and promotion of the public health. In Section 52, we talk about natural resources. And the conservation and development of the natural resources of the state are hereby declared to be a paramount public concern in the interest of health, safety, and general welfare of the people. And the legislature shall provide for the protection of the air, the water, and other natural resources of the state from pollution, impairment, and destruction. Clearly, legislative control in the Constitution already declaring that we, the people, have a right to safe air, water, and other natural resources for our use. And the legislature has fallen down on its promise and its constitutional oversight to protect these things. That's number one.
Box checked, it sounds like. Ken, what do you think of this constitutional amendment idea?
Oh, I think Vicki hit the nail on the head. It's already in the Constitution. And as she pointed out, and there are plenty of other places in the Constitution where basic rights are articulated, and then they follow by saying that the legislature shall implement that right with appropriate legislation. So that's really the issue is, you know, you got to define what clean water, clean air, and a healthy environment are, and that's what you do in the legislature with legislation.
And do you think the past legislatures have failed in that?
Yes, I think it's really clear. We have problems with drinking water, not just in Flint, but in agricultural areas. We have contamination from large animal operations. We have water and sewer systems that are beginning to fail. We do not test septic systems properly on an annual or semi-annual basis in the state of Michigan. And it's a real problem. And the legislature has fallen down on its obligation to protect the people.
Ken, a legislative failure?
You know, the Flint Water Advisory Task Force, which on which I serve, really did not highlight the need for a lot more legislation, although we did point out that we need to do more in terms of appropriations and funding clean water. The Flint situation was really a failure of the executive branch of government. It wasn't a failure of having the right statutes in place. It was a failure in administering and executing those statutes.
Well, that kind of gets to the second recommendation that Noah Hall makes, and that's to create an independent citizen commission to oversee the daily operations of the Department of Environmental Quality rather than the governor's office as it is now. Vicki, what do you think of that idea?
I think it's something that we should definitely explore. We have a State Board of Education, which is a separate body that oversees public education. In the state of Michigan, there's no reason why we can't have an independent body that oversees the quality of the natural resources and drinking water and air that we breathe. It can be done, and it can follow that model or other models if a task force is presented. But I want to go back to something that Ken said about Flint. Flint is, as Mr. Hall pointed out in the Cindy Canty interview, that it's the canary in the coal mine in the state of Michigan. We have a lot of problems with overseeing environmental protection here and making sure that citizens have a right to clean water and clean air. And without appropriating proper funding to make sure that we separate stormwater and sewer water and other cesspool infiltration into our drinking water system, we're really not protecting the people.
Ken, we've already got an oversight committee that was just recently created for the DEQ. Now we're talking about an independent citizen commission. I'm not sure who's going to pick those citizens. What do you think of that idea?
I'm not a fan of that idea. We used to have that many years ago. I think it dilutes accountability even further in state government. I'd rather have the governor appoint directors, which he does for DEQ, because then it's clear who's accountable. When it comes to Flint, as the task force said in its report, the governor heads the executive branch of government, and ultimately accountability rests with him. You lose that when you have an oversight body of several members. I'm just not a fan of that idea.
The third recommendation from Hall is to create an environmental ombudsman position, someone who will hear citizens' complaints regarding the DEQ's failure to respond to a concern, and give that ombudsman the investigative powers to look into it. Vicki?
Well, that's possible. We could do that. We could do that now. But that also failed. There were a lot of complaints coming in from residents in Flint and business owners saying that the switch to the new water system was corrosive and it was producing horrible results for citizens. And no one followed up, even the people that were responsible for following up. So there's no reason to believe that an ombudsman would be required to do any different. But going back to what Ken said about a separate commission, we also came up with a problem of, while we had accountability in the governor's office, we had a conflict of interest because everybody was working for the legislative branch of government, and then the attorney general's office is charged with protecting the government and serving as the attorney for the government. So we have a problem. And if we have an independent commission that's created much like the State Board of Education, where members are elected to serve and are accountable to the people of the state of Michigan, they could also do that kind of investigation, follow up, and the ombudsman could be contained in that office. And I think that might be a more independent, better way to go and avoid the conflict of interest that really slowed down the cleanup process in Flint.
Ken, do we need an environmental ombudsman?
You know, of the three recommendations that Noah Hall made, this one I think it does have value. We have ombudsmen in other parts of state government. I know we had one for a while with the corrections department. And I think that has some value. In the case of Flint, because you had an emergency manager in charge, that might have made a difference if you had an environmental ombudsman there looking at the situation. So that recommendation, I think, has got some value.
Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants and a former Republican Majority Leader of the State Senate. Vicki Barnett is a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator. Hey, I missed you guys. I'm glad I got to talk to you again.
Well, it was great to have you back.
Thanks, Lester.
Have a nice weekend.